A later visit to Lismore, soon after being fined for being unregistered and uninsured, was also an interesting experience. It was the night of an Indigenous football knockout. I drove along Woodlark Street and police again came up behind me. They activated their warning lights and I stopped directly in front of the 24-hour Caltex service station. There were a lot of people around on the street. After asking the reason for being stopped, I was again advised that I was stopped for the purpose of a random breath test. I completed the breath test, but police wanted to make further inquiries with my licence. They returned wanting to search me and my vehicle. I locked the vehicle and refused to comply. I advised police that they did not have a reasonable suspicion to search as I was stopped for a random breath test and explained what happened on the previous occasion with the damage to my vehicle's boot lining. I also advised them that I would defend myself and my property if they tried to force the issue without first arresting me for an offence. The two officers returned to their vehicle with my driver's licence. A short time later, more police arrived. The first two officers then approached me again and stated they were going to search me and my vehicle whether I liked it or not. I had my back to my car and was surrounded by specialist police officers from the Public Order and Riot Squad. Two van loads of these very large police officers were pretty intimidating. I got on the phone and got hold of the supervisor at the station, who promptly made his way to the scene. Fortunately for me, the supervisor was the same police officer who attended as backup during my first visit to Lismore. He approached me and we walked away from the many other police officers that were present. He took the time to listen and understood about the damage to my vehicle. He offered that if I would provide access to what police wanted to see, police would not touch my vehicle. I agreed. The supervisor asked to look in the glove box and in the car. I opened the doors and police looked through it with torches. They then asked to look through the items in the glove box. I agreed to this. I was asked about a fuel receipt with a Lismore service station on it from my previous visit. The police officer asked why I was hanging around. I thought his question was ridiculous, so I ignored it. Police then asked to check a bag I had, and I allowed that. Finally, the police wanted to check the boot. I gladly opened it and pointed out the damaged boot lining so they could all take note. A few cheeky remarks were made by some officers. The supervisor thanked me, handed back my license, and said I was free to go. The police seemed happy with themselves. I went on my merry way and let this one go. I'm still posting on the Big Rob's Facebook page at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelt BigRobsOz. Or you can follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to post your views.